It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman just posted on Reddit about her new policy for her boyfriend, who seems to always stay out super late. She's going to fine him $50 every time he comes home after 4 a.m. Listen, mister, if you're going to keep coming home late after 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to dock you $50.
That's great. I love it. Man,
well, I
good
do
vacation
too.
Vacation fund.
Right. If you can get it. If he doesn't care about coming home after 4 a.m.,
well,
I don't think he's going to pay the fine.
Sure.
The consensus on Reddit is it seems like their relationship has other issues and might be doomed.
You think?
Yeah. Jeez. Wow.
All right. Here's an idea a guy came up with for every time you start a new relationship. I see a theme here.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is actually a pretty good idea. I wish I would have thought about this. Every time you start up a new relationship, you open a savings account and put $50 a month away.
It's all about saving, isn't it?
That way, and $50. That way, if the relationship goes well, you have money for a ring down the road.
That's smart, actually. That really is.
And if it crashes and burns, well, you've saved up to go on a trip by yourself and just have a good time.
There. Why not?
And meet maybe somebody else.
Oh, that, I like that, actually. I really like
that. I do, too.
You know, Carla's going in a different direction.
Oh, really? Where's Carl going?
Kids, turn that radio down. Listen, if you don't have money for a ring, you might want to date this woman. She hid 4 Rolexes. Where you don't hide things. Let's just put it that way.
Uh-oh.
According to a police, they had to conduct a strip search in a Miami jail. And, she had 4 Rolexes.
That can't be comfortable.
No. 4.
No.
Not one.
Can't be comfortable.
Not 2.
Could we get the watch commander in here? Get out of here. Stop it. But, not 3.
But
4 Rolexes. I feel like the count on Sesame Street.
1, 2, 3, 4
Rolexes. Wow. Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, I mean, after the first 2, do you say, is there, you're
very
kidding me.
Generous. How about after the first 1? Wow. But okay. You are kind, Michael.
Well, thank you. I try to be.
Anyone got time?
I can't say what I want to say. I know.
And
I can't.
You know what? And I thank you.
No problem.
You're showing great restraint here.
Thank you, Mike. I've learned. I've learned over the weekend. Oh, my gosh. And I'll leave you with actually kind of a cool story. Have you thought about what you want to happen to your body when you die? A lot of people will donate it to science. They'll have something made from their ashes. Diamonds, that's
right.
A big deal. Well, apparently now you can get them pressed into an album.
Oh.
Your ashes pressed into an album.
Wouldn't that
and
skip?
A lot of, I don't, they have to really press hard.
I mean, I put on some pounds.
Yeah, I
mean,
no, but you know what? You got a nickel, right? Just put it on the arm. That's all you got to, maybe you might have to put a $0.50 on the arm for me. But yeah, you can do that now. You can do that.
Wow.
And a lot of younger people are saying, this is really cool, and I would probably do this myself. So,
vinyl, huh?
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Well, you better
exactly.
Let me know.
Here you go.
So I know what to do with you.
Is this the Beatles? No. It's Grandpa Hank. That's who it is. Go ahead. Put the needle on the record. It is Tuesday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.